الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونسترشده ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، يقول رب العزة والجلال في كتابه المبين: ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. أولئك نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, and the controller of the universe and all within. We praise Him and we thank Him for His infinite grace, blessings and mercy. We believe in Him and put our trust in Him. We seek refuge in Allah the Exalted from the evil inclinations of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. For whoever chooses guidance, there is none to misguide him. And whoever chooses misguidance, there is none to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the idolaters detest that. My dear brothers and sisters, it is one of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that some of us may die even before we attain the age of adulthood, and that some will become adults and may grow to see old age. Often, the brothers and the sisters who reach old age are faced with many challenges. And one of these challenges is the lack of support and concern from the younger people. Often, brothers and sisters, and I know we're all striving to survive, to make a living, but the sad reality is often our parents and our elders are neglected because we don't have the time to take care of them, or we see them as obstacles in the advancement of our careers. Now, I know, brothers and sisters, that all of us know the status of parents and elders by extension. So, I am not going to deal with that today, inshallah. What I would like to do is to share with you some ideas and some thoughts regarding the blessings or lack of blessings thereof, depending on the kind of relationship we have with our parents and by extension our elders. Perhaps if we understand that the same careers, brothers and sisters, that take up most of our time which leaves us with very little or no time for our children sometimes and our parents and elders. Perhaps if we realize that if we take care of our parents and elders, Allah will bless our careers. Maybe the blessings are taken away. And that's why we work and we strive. We see no benefits. Because the barakah is removed. Why? Not for a lack of striving. But perhaps we have neglected our parents and our elders. Brothers and sisters, our very Jannah, our paradise, lies where? It lies with our parents. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in a hadith that Al-Imam al-Bukhari relates in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad. This is a book besides his Sahih. The Prophet alayhi salam said, "Ma min muslimin kana lahu ma min muslimin lahu walidani musliman." There is no Muslim person who has parents who are Muslims and still alive. Yusbihu ilayhima muhtasiban. Who wakes up every day intending to do good to his or her parents. There is no Muslim who has parents, Muslim parents, who wakes up every day intending to do good for his or her parents. And obviously, to intend to do good, you have to remember them. And so the first question here is, how often do we remember our parents? I know next weekend is Mother's Day. And the time in which we live is such that many people make a big fuss over this one day. And then for the rest of the year, our mothers and our fathers are forgotten. Remembering them, brothers and sisters, or doing something nice for them one day of the year doesn't cut it. Maybe it's better than no day of the year. But in the Islamic perspective, it is completely unacceptable that just one day of the year, a person makes some kind of effort to do something nice or kind for his or her parents. Our obligation, and I say obligation, brothers and sisters, is to strive to the best of our ability to do something nice or good for them, even if it's a phone call or a visit. Not an expensive dinner in some fancy restaurant. Ask your parents, what will make them happier? An expensive dinner in some fancy restaurant? Or a simpler dinner where you're able to spend time with them at home and you invite your siblings as well? One of the things, brothers and sisters, that bring the greatest joy to parents is to see their children, their sons and their daughters, come together to share a meal and to have good relations. The Prophet alayhi salam said, there is no Muslim who has parents who are Muslims. And every day this person wakes up intending, remembering the parents, intending to do good by them. إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَابَيْنِ. Except that Allah opens up two doors for that person. And the narrator in the hadith says, يَعْنِي مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah opens up two doors for this person from paradise. وَإِنْ كَانَ وَاحِدًا فَوَاحِدٌ. And if the person has one parent alive and intends to do good for that parent that day, then Allah opens up one door. وَإِنْ أَغْضَبَ أَحَدَهُمَا. Prophet alayhi salam said in the same hadith, and if the person, the child, causes one of the parents to become angry, لَمْ يَرْضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ حَتَّى يَرْضَ عَنْهُ. Allah will never be pleased with that person until that parent is pleased with the person. So our very Jannah that we strive for all our lives lies with our parents. At least part of it. And as we can see in the hadith, the secret of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in as much as the ibadat are obligatory, praying and fasting and charity and so on, the Prophet alayhi salam teaches us that despite all these ibadat that we do, if our parents are not happy with us, if they're upset, for valid reasons of course, then Allah the Exalted, لَمْ يَرْضَ عَنْهُ حَتَّى يَرْضَ عَنْهُ. Allah will not be pleased with that person until the parent is pleased with that person. In another hadith related by Imam Tirmidhi in his Sunan, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, رِضَ الرَّبِّ فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Pleasing the Lord lies in pleasing your parents. وَسَخَطُ الرَّبِّ فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And the anger or the displeasure of Allah lies in displeasing your parents. So we need to take the time, brothers and sisters, to connect with them so that they're pleased and they're happy. It does not mean that every day you go by to visit. If you can do that, alhamdulillah. It does not mean you must live next door to them. But it means on a regular basis, you have contact with them, either through visits or the telephone. And at the very least, every day you think about them and make dua for them. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about these two human beings. The one who grows up, and when the parents get old, they remember the parents and they do good for the parents. And Allah tells us about the other person as well, who grows up, and when the parents get old, the person does not take care of them. Allah says, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And indeed we have enjoined upon mankind to be kind and dutiful to parents. Then Allah tells us why. Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Why? Because his mother carried him in pain or hardship. And in pain and hardship, she gave birth to him. It wasn't easy. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. In this carrying him around during the pregnancy, and the period of weaning or suckling is 30 months, 2.5 years. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً. Allah says, until that individual, that child, reaches his age of strength and reaches the age of 40 years old, now you're established in life, you have your career, you have your family, you have your house, this is the time when the tendency to neglect the parents is high. So Allah says, until he reaches 40 years, how does he treat his parents? قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. He said, my Lord, give me the ability to give thanks to you for the blessings you have bestowed upon me and my parents. You see, brothers and sisters, if you read the verse carefully, one of the important lessons is that we should remember our parents every day. And we should often pray for them. It is very sad, brothers and sisters, that when a parent becomes ill, what does the child do with the parent? The child takes the parent to his or her brother's home. As the child, or as children, we are the first people who are responsible for our parents and their care. And if we can't find it in our hearts to take care of our parents when they're ill, to bring them home for a week or two till they get better, we want them to go to an uncle's home, Alhamdulillah, the uncle was welcoming to this person. But it is very sad when a child behaves in this manner. It is sad that often when people get married, demands are made. Your parents cannot live with us. Well, whom are they supposed to live with? Brothers and sisters, our Jannah lies in the hands of our elders and our parents. And if we can't show compassion for them, how do we expect Allah the Exalted to show compassion to us? No wonder our careers have taken over our lives and we see no blessings. We're devoured by the careers, and in the end we have nothing to show for it. So Allah says the accepted behavior of the child is that when he or she becomes established in life, the parents get older, when they now need your support, they need your attention, they need your caring, the person says, "Oh Lord, give me the ability to give thanks to you for the blessings you have bestowed upon me and my parents." So you remember your parents. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. And give me the ability also to do good deeds, tardahu, with which you will be pleased. Good deeds with which you will be pleased, O Lord. And certainly, at the top of the list, brothers and sisters, in terms of good deeds with which Allah is pleased, is taking care of our parents. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And straighten out for me my children, or make my children righteous and pious. Remember, brothers and sisters, as we say, what goes around comes around. And if we don't care for our parents, it may very well be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach us a hard lesson later on. Allah says about these people in the next verse, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. Allah says, those are the people from whom we will accept the best of what they used to do. وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. And we shall forgive their faults, their sins, their mistakes. فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Among the companions of paradise. وَعْدَ صِدْقِ. Allah says, this is the promise of truth. الَّذِي كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. That they were promised before. That if they take care of their parents, and they look after their parents and elders, that their reward will be paradise. Then Allah tells us about the other person. That may very well describe the realities of some of us. وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا. Allah says, as for the one who says to his parents, أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا, woe to you, أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجْ. Are you telling me about this promise that I'm going to be resurrected? وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And many generations have died before me and they weren't raised up. In other words, the person does not believe in the resurrection and the accountability before Allah. And if there is no accountability, brothers and sisters, then yes, it makes sense not to care for anybody in this life. But if there is accountability, then it makes sense to care for everyone in life. Our parents, our children, our spouses, our siblings, and members of our community. If there is an accountability. And we know, as Muslims, without any doubt, that there is accountability. So this person does not believe in this accountability, so he doesn't or she doesn't care how they treat the parents. Allah says, وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ. While the two of them, the parents, they're asking Allah for help. Where can they turn to? Their own child does not seem to want to help. So they turn to Allah. And they say to their child, وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ. Woe to you, believe, understand that this is real, this is true. Inna wa'da Allahi haqq. Surely the promise of Allah is the truth. It's the reality. فَيَقُولُ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And the child says, you know what? This promise of this resurrection is nothing but stories, ancient stories. So where do we find ourselves, brothers and sisters? Among those who remember their parents, take care of them, so that eventually Allah may admit us into paradise. Al-Imam al-Bukhari tells us in his Sahih about the man who came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, yubayi'uhu ala al-hijrah. He came to give pledge to the Prophet alayhi salam that he would migrate from Makkah to Medina. And we know in those days, the hijrah was compulsory on people. Before the conquest of Makkah, it was wajib on a Muslim in living in Makkah, or a person living in Makkah who embraced Islam, to migrate. So he came to give the pledge to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he would migrate. وَتَرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ يَبْكِيَانِ. He left his parents crying though. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, اِرْجِعْ فَأَضْحِكْهُمَا كَمَا أَبْكَيْتَهُمَا. The Prophet says, go back and make them laugh as you have made them cry. Or, as some translations put it, make them happy as you have made them sad. Hijrah, brothers and sisters, this man wanted to migrate. But kindness to his parents trumped even the hijrah. And the Prophet ﷺ told him, go back, make them happy as you've made them cry, because you wanted to migrate. So not everything we want to do in life, we should do, brothers and sisters. Not everything we could do, we should do. There are many things we can do or could do. But what we need to ask ourselves is, should we do it? So it's not all about what I want to do and what's right. What's wrong with the hijrah? It's wajib. We need to look at the bigger picture. In another hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, when this man came and offered to enlist in jihad, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, "Ahayyun abawak?" Are your parents alive? He said, yes. The Prophet alayhi salam said to him, "Fafihima fajahid." Go back and do your jihad in serving the two of them. So that's where our loyalty lies, brothers and sisters. And I'm not implying that we should quit our careers or jobs and, you know, stay home and just spend the time with the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not demand that we sit at home and spend all the time with the parents. He has allowed us, mashallah, to live our lives. But He wants us to balance that with consciousness of our parents, being in touch with them, doing whatever little we can to help them out, to make them happy, to make them happy, to make them pleased. And if they're unhappy, to try to make them happy. In a hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Raghima anfu," shame on him. And he repeated it 3 times. And the Sahaba said, shame on whom, ya, O Messenger of Allah? And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, "Man adraka wa abawayhi inda al-kibari aw ahadahuma fadakhala an-nar." He said, the person, shame on the person whose parents attained old age while he is still alive, or one of them, and yet he enters the fire. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, as you can see, the hadith teaches us that our parents, serving our parents, taking care of them, making them happy, this is where our paradise is. And this is our protection from the hellfire. Shame on him who lives to see his parents attain old age, or one of them, and yet he enters the fire. So that taking care of parents is good enough, brothers and sisters, for saving us from the fire of hell. This is the reality we need to come to grips with. This is the truth we need to accept. And the illusions that we create for ourselves in terms of the job, and I have no time, and I have no this and no that. When are we going to find the time, brothers and sisters? If when our parents are in need, we don't have the time, when are we going to help them? When will we find the time to help them? When they have died? And then we come crying, I wish I had done this and I wish I had done that. What we can do for them when they're alive is way better than whatever we can do after they have died. Although there are certain things we can certainly do for them after they have died. Al-Imam al-Bukhari has also narrated a hadith in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, in which a man came, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he saw a man carrying his mother on his shoulders in Hajj. And after that, the man came to Ibn Umar and said to him, do you think I have repaid her for what she has done for me? And he told her, you have not repaid her at all, and you will never be able to. In fact, in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, brothers and sisters, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam informed us. Because sometimes our problem is we seem to think that mashallah, we've done enough for our parents. Yes, they did a lot for me when I was a little kid growing up, but I've done a lot for them too. And we seem to think that we can do enough for them. So there comes a point in time when we think we don't need to do any more. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, La yajzi waladun walidahu. A child will never be able to repay his or her parents. Never. Illa, except in one thing. Illa an yajidahu mamlukan fayashtarihi fayu'tiqahu. Except if he finds his parent a slave in bondage, and he buys or purchases his parent, mother or father, and then set them free. This is the only time you can repay your parents. These days, slavery has been abolished. So I don't expect that any of our parents are in bondage anywhere. Therefore, we can never repay them, brothers and sisters. So we need to realize that by caring for our parents and taking care of them and doing good to them, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. So that in the other areas of our lives and the other aspects of our lives, whether it's with our own families, other relationships, our jobs, so that we will find the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's the blessing, the barakah, brothers and sisters, that is most important. Because if there is blessings, then there is value, there is benefit. If there is no blessing, there is no value or benefit. It doesn't matter how much you have. And so the question we need to ask ourselves is, how do we treat our parents? Do we remember them often enough to say, Lord, have mercy on them as they have mercy on me when they brought me up as a child? Or to say, Lord, give me the ability to give thanks to you for the blessings you have given to me and my parents. Or do we forget them? And even when they cry out in times of need, we are heedless and we are neglectful of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May He open our hearts and minds so that we can understand this wonderful message He has revealed for all of mankind. And may He inspire us all to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm in the straight path. And may He forgive for us our mistakes and shortcomings. And may He help us and guide us to be among those who always treat their parents with utmost respect and with kindness, and who always strive every day of their lives, every day of the year, to make their parents happy. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. I know also, brothers and sisters, that there are many of us, mashallah, who do take care of their parents, who have good relationships with their parents, and whose parents are happy and proud of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless these brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them to continue to show extreme kindness and goodness to their parents. And may Allah cause them to be an example for the rest of us. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah. For Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who are sick and who are suffering, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure them and will ease the sufferings and the hardships that they're experiencing. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al ba's. O Allah, the creator and sustainer of mankind, we ask you to remove the illness. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al ba's. Ishfi anta shafi. Send down your healing, for you are the healer. Ishfi anta shafi. Ishfi anta shafi. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. There is no healing except yours. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqma. A healing that does not leave behind any illness. Allahumma khaffif alamahum. O Allah, we ask you to ease their pain and suffering. Wa yassir lahum umurahum. And to make easy for them the affairs of their lives. Allahumma alhimhum as-sabra wa thabat wa rida bima qadayt. O Allah, we ask you to inspire them with patience and steadfastness, to accept and to submit to what you have decreed. Allahumma alhimhum as-sabra wa thabat wa rida bima qadayt. Allahumma ajurhum fi musibatihim. O Allah, we ask you to reward them for the patience they display during the times of illness. Wa akhluf lahum khayran minha ya arhamar rahimin. And we ask you, O Lord, to replace it with something better for them. O most merciful of those who show mercy. اللهم اغفر لي للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.